Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Joining us on the line right now is Joe DeGenova, legal analyst, former U.S. attorney to the District of Columbia. Joe, we want to get right into this immigration order from the president, which has been put on hold. An injunction has been placed on it by a judge in Seattle. Now, look, Joe, I'm no lawyer. I just play one on the radio sometimes. But you are a lawyer. And what I have read leads me to believe that what the president has done here is completely lawful.
All of the precedent that exists in this area says that the president has absolute authority under Article 2 of the Constitution to regulate immigration, foreign affairs, and national security. What the court has done here is interfered in a constitutional and statutory authority that the president has under existing law. The president has the authority under existing statutes to ban any class of aliens. Remember, there is no constitutional right or statutory right for any alien to enter the United States.
Right.
The court ruling obliterates all of that law without citing any precedent, any controlling precedent from the Supreme Court, and does so on the basis of really quite a remarkable set of impressions rather than rulings. The issue is very, very simple. The courts are ill-equipped to regulate all of this activity. For example, let's say that the court decides it's going to impose a ban on all aspects of this thing. Who's going to manage that? They're going to say, okay, you're not allowed to do this. You can't vet these people. You can't do this if they have green cards or this or that or whatever. When they come back into the United States, we're going to limit your ability. Just think of the chaos in terms of anti-terrorism policy that this court has already created. This is an outrageous intrusion into executive power by a court. This is dangerous. It runs the risk of creating opportunities for people that we don't want entering this country to enter this country. This is absolutely unprecedented what this court has done. There is no record of any court ever having interfered in the presidential authority in foreign affairs in immigrations like this. The problem for the president is that the Ninth Circuit is notoriously liberal. This panel could very well keep this ban, keep the stay in place, thus preventing the temporary review of immigration status of everyone. Remember, what the court has done is said, you've got to let all of these refugees in from Syria. You've got to let in all the people from these seven countries without extreme vetting. This is remarkable. This is absolutely unsustainable. The court is trying to manage foreign policy. Where does it get the... What's it going to do? Wake up every morning and review 50,000 visas in the Ninth Circuit? That's what this boils down
to. Well, you make a very good point, Joe, that we have a flaky judge in Seattle, and this will be appealed.
By the way, has represented refugees when he was in private practice.
And not
there's anything wrong with that,
right?
But it does show a sense that he's got his eyes on the wrong prize.
A flaky judge in Seattle, and it's going to be reviewed by a flaky appeals court, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeal in San Francisco.
4-4. Right. And if the Supreme Court splits 4-4, then the Ninth Circuit ruling becomes the law of the land.
Well, that's
so
insane.
We are in a very bad spot if somebody doesn't quickly realize that this judge has wildly, and I underscored wildly, overstepped his bounds.
Well, you stated there that the quote-unquote impressions, Joe, I read that to be emotions. I mean, the impressions are emotions here. This guy is acting emotionally, which, you know, I'm sorry. I don't think the judicial system is actually at its best when it acts emotionally.
Well, Tony, you're absolutely right. This is an impressionistic ruling.
Right.
There's no law behind this ruling. The only law that exists, if you go and read the federal statutes on immigration, the president has the direct power from Congress to ban entire classes of aliens for no reason whatsoever. And the reason is simple. No one who is not a citizen has a right to enter the United States of America. By the way, even if you have a green card, When you come back to the United States, you can be vetted at the airport and held for a long time to be questioned. For example, we have a client who is an American citizen who regularly travels to the Middle East, Africa, and Asia. When he comes back to the United States, every time he gets what's called secondary vetting, which can be an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours. What were you doing? What's your business? Who did you meet with?
Right.
And even as a citizen, you must answer those questions.
Correct.
The other thing about this is that there was a judge in, I understand, Boston.
Yes.
Who looked at the same exact facts as the judge in Seattle and came to completely the opposite decision, that indeed the administration was within its rights. Will this be noted by the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals?
Oh, who knows? I mean, but what's interesting about what that judge said was, he said the administration has modified the order to allow green card holders to board planes overseas and come back to the United States to be vetted at the airport in the United States along with people who have valid visas. So he said there's no more complication here. And with regard to the seven countries, the judge in Boston said that's the president's prerogative. We're not going to get involved in that. So there's no question that the Massachusetts ruling, which has been ignored, is the better ruling. But unfortunately, we're not in a position because the other side didn't appeal in Boston. It's not up in the First Circuit. It's in the Ninth Circuit. So we're left with the nutty Ninth Circuit being the one that will ultimately decide this issue.
Well, Joe, this reminds me of President Andrew Jackson having to do something to ignore the courts. I mean, President Trump here can literally, without even any further court action, just stop approving visas and essentially limit the system by shutting it down.
He can lawfully prevent the Department of State from issuing
right.
any further visas. What the court has done is said the visas that have already been issued, this is what they've said, is a property right in an alien. This is ludicrous.
Right.
They say because you issued the visa, you cannot revoke it. That is absolutely absurd.
Right.
You can revoke a visa at any time for any reason. It is unreviewable. There is no case law that says that the revocation of a visa is reviewable by a court. What this court has done, it has upset the constitutional apple cart. It has intervened in foreign affairs and national security where it has, A, no expertise, no one to back it up. What's the court going to do? Are people from foreign countries going to go to the United States Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit and ask for a visa? That's where the court has put itself.
Wow.
They are now running foreign policy. This is ludicrous.
Yeah. Do you see this going to the Supreme Court?
Yes, but unfortunately,
4-4?
We have four liberals and four conservatives. Unless one of the liberals breaks, you know, and sees the logic of this, you have a 4-4 split, which means that whatever the Ninth Circuit rules becomes the law of the land.
Ugh.
Wow.
I mean,
wow.
It's an awful situation, and it desperately shows
it really
we
is
need
a bad
the Ninth Justice.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
But make no mistake about it. This ruling by this judge is unprecedented. It is an unconstitutional ruling. The president has plenary authority under all existing Supreme Court precedent. And unless the Ninth Circuit wants to manage immigration policy from the judge's chambers, they need to get out of this.
Right.
Yeah, and I just don't have any confidence at all in the Ninth Circuit. Joe, thank you so much for that very sharp analysis. Really appreciate it.
Thanks,
Joe.
You bet.
It is now 7:15 on WMAO. Time for traffic.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You're due for your biannual cleaning, something you usually forget and would rather not remember. But you just got a reminder from the dentist you look forward to seeing. The Gentle Dentist, the only dentist you're happy to come back to. The Gentle Dentist in Worthington. How can we make you smile? Call 614-431-3311.